right, this is Cooper Ricketts, and I am here today with a young photographer named William Twitty.
That's me.
William, tell us a little bit about what you've been doing lately. What kind of projects you've been working
on? Oh, man, it has been eventful, good sir. Last week I had reshot my child portrait photo. Uh-huh. And I must say, the shoot was spectacular. And,
yes.
I came out with some better stuff than what I had before.
Well, that's always good.
So it's adorable. Special thanks go out to Jeremy Figluisi's nephew.
All right. Now, describe your setup in the studio. What kind of equipment do you typically use to do portrait photography?
Well, for this one, it didn't take a lot. The studio was actually cramped. Since we have holiday portraits being made and everything. So I just isolated one corner of the room and used a dry erase board to hold up a black background.
Okay.
And then I got a photogenic light kit out and just set up one light. We had one strobe, had a softbox attached onto that.
So it was just a pretty basic setup.
Yeah, it wasn't much at all.
Nothing too crazy. That's pretty cool. You're also doing photojournalism right now, aren't you?
I am.
So what you've been doing in that class? Sounds like a very fun and exciting class.
It is. I love it, and I hate it at the same time. We got to get that feature due tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And I don't exactly have a feature, but I have something. So maybe I can reshoot a little bit today, see if I can find something out there. And if not, we're just going to have to roll with that stuff right now.
Yeah, it's. I guess that photojournalism stuff is sometimes a little hit and miss, but I think the best thing to do is keep shooting.
Got to keep going.
Yeah,
keep on, keep it on.
Okay. Next question: what kind of equipment do you typically use on your everyday type of just shoot? Like, if you were just going to go out and just shoot something, what would be the equipment you use?
Well, I take everything I have with me, and right now that would be my newly purchased lens and flash, the 580. And an EX2 flash.
It's a good flash.
It is.
Really good flash.
It is. And also the Canon 80 to 200 millimeter zoom lens.
Great lens. Mm-hmm. Great lens.
Yeah, it comes in handy from far away.
Yeah.
So, and I have a basic 18 to 55 millimeter just for, you know, if you ever need to get up close.
Yeah.
It's kind of wide, kind of a wide angle, sort of, so. Yeah. Yeah, just keep a little bit of everything with you. You never know what you're going to run into out there.
That's true. It's good to be prepared. All right, man. Well, thanks for doing this little interview today.
And, no problem.
Best of luck to you with that feature. Hope you find something.
Appreciate it.
And all right. That's all the time we have, folks.
Catch you
next time.
Yeah. See you.
Bye-bye.